Good day, I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 2. Coming up, state of emergency in St. James extended to August. Unemployment rates continue to decline and Social Security Minister requests increase for NIS pension benefits. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica search for oil and gas is moving forward. Exploration company Tullow Oil is now conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. The survey will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved another extension of the state of public emergency in St. James. The state of public emergency has been extended by a further 90 days to August 2. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who moved the motion to extend in the lower house, says the enhanced security measure has so far yielded great results. He says significant work has also been done to rebuild public trust towards the police in the parish, adding that the fare of crime is steadily being reduced.
The fight against crime requires the active participation of the citizen. The state of emergency exercise has portrayed our law enforcement officers, particularly the members of the JCF, in a different light. The communities are openly saying, we want the police here in our community. That is a transformation in thinking in years gone by.
This is the second extension for the St. James state of public emergency, which was initially declared on January 18. It had run for 14 days before being extended to May 2. More Jamaicans are being employed. That's according to Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who says the country's unemployment rate has fallen from 13.7% in April 2016 to a record low 9.6% as at the end of January 2018. The figure is also down from the 10.4% outturn for the October to December 2017 quarter. It also shows improvement when compared to the 9.8% figure recorded for the October to December 2007 quarter.
Of particular note is that youth unemployment rate also declined, moving from 31.2% in January 2017 to 23.8% in January 2018. Representing a decrease of 7.4 percentage points.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the launch of Workers' Week and National Labour Day activities for 2018 at the office of the Prime Minister on Tuesday. The unemployment rate among male youth fell by 4.7 percentage points to 20.4%, while the female rate saw a 4.9% decline from 17% in January 2017 to 12.1% as at January 2018. Cabinet has received a recommendation to increase NIS benefits to pensioners. Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson says the recommendation should be reviewed in short order, adding that the government remains committed to ensuring this area is addressed.
The 2016 actuarial review has now been completed. From this report, recommendations will be submitted to the Cabinet for the implementation of reform measures.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the recent NIS 15th Anniversary Church Service in Falmouth, Trelawney. Earlier this year, Minister Robinson announced provisions in the budget for an increase in pension rates. The National Insurance Scheme offers financial assistance to workers and their families faced with loss of income arising from injury on the job, sickness, retirement, and/or death of the breadwinner. Meanwhile, the Labour and Social Security Minister is urging Jamaicans to protect senior citizens from being preyed upon by scammers. Describing seniors as the bedrock of Jamaica, Minister Robinson says the elders in our society are being violated and disrespected through various criminal schemes.
They deserve better, and we must all come together to protect them from the scourge of criminals. Pensioners, I implore you, please be on the alert and do not become a victim of scamming.
The minister is urging persons with information about the scams or parties involved to report it to the police. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.